like Afrotech, ne? I started Afrotech in 2019. Mm. Before I was doing amapiano, but I decided to just take Afrotech route. Okay. And more, when you give someone to listen to your song, and about like they will tell you, ah, Ntwana, you can't be like this, man. Okay. And sure. Now
it affects you.
As an artist, like.
Kong Republic, I like Kong. Speaking your truth on the mic. Kong. Hit the subscribe and like. Time to
Kong Cause.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Kong Cause, coming to you right here at Kong Republic Studios. My name is Jans, and I am your host, and I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Christian Moodley.
What up, guys?
And Mr. DJ Nova, as always, behind the camera. And today we have a very special guest indeed, ladies and gentlemen, a friend of ours, an amazing DJ, an amazing producer. Please welcome the one, the only, Mr. Talk Music.
Thanks, man. Finally. I'm good on you, man.
I'm all right, man. I hear we nice. You know, energy is always on point.
Yeah,
but you know, you already know, in Concast, we always start with the icebreakers.
I'm going to go first, bro.
Yeah, it goes first.
So if you could have any, you could create any holiday, what holiday would you create?
Obvious, my birthday, 9 October.
Your holidays. Okay, well, my icebreaker is you are chosen to represent your country in any sport. What sport are you playing, Joe?
Soccer.
Which position, Chief?
I used to play so many positions.
Yeah.
But I'd go with striking.
Striker,
yeah,
huh?
Striker.
Gonna score the goals.
Yeah.
Away.
You get paid extra every time you score a goal. Right?
Yeah. Some contracts.
We're from the location. There wasn't that thing like your patala. We just play. If you score,
you score.
And then everybody's like, yeah.
Everybody.
Nice one.
Everyone is
no bonus.
Yeah, straight.
But okay, cool, bro. Let's get right into it. All right. So tell me, describe your childhood for us, bro.
You know, I grew up with a bit of less of a confidence. During my childhood, we come from a place whereby negativity evolves around. Eventually when I grew up, I realized that
it's not like this.
You need to build your own confidence, and you need to be actually you need to just express yourself. During my childhood, I realized that I've got many talents right now, you know, I think those things they were oppressing me, you know, like
the negativity and stuff.
You know, it starts from ending, like whereby you try to be hip, and then I'm like, yeah, why not? During my childhood, I used to be naughty.
Yeah, actually, So the shouting was it was Vele the one.
So everything that happened, I used to take it to the heart. I guess that was my biggest.
And where did you grow up, bro?
I grew up in Foslo, but I was born in Rasikororo in Limpopo, Zanin.
Your family in Limpopo?
Yeah, I've got family in Limpopo.
Yeah,
and actually, my family is in Limpopo.
Limpopo,
yeah. It's just visit.
Just vibes and friends. Okay. Well, you know, you have a family in Limpopo, and you have family or friends here. What does your family think about your musical career?
I think they are proud now.
Yeah.
I'm the first one, Pela, to just follow this dream. And I don't even know. Maybe I've got ancestors who were doing music. Those who are living, I don't think they're doing music. So I'm proud to say I'm the first
in the family
to follow my passion.
Yeah, man.
No, that's cool, bro. But like, tell me something. Talk music.
Yeah.
How did that name come about?
True.
But it's not even talk like you know, like that. It's talk like it's
vehicle.
You know, there was a CDJ that we used to use. You know, a CDJ.
Yeah.
So that CDJ was talk. So I was the only one who knew how to use it. I used to call myself with another name. Hey, that name.
Was the name?
Cold-blooded DJ.
Cold-blooded.
Hey, yeah, even Nova knows me with that guy.
So now the CDJ is talk.
The CDJ is talk. So I used to play it like the way you're born having shy number. So I ended up using that name, like talk. And I started with using La Talk, but I was like, it's talk. And then I added music, and I'm like, okay, I'm doing music, so why not say talk
music? And that's how it came together. okay. Well, when did your producing journey actually start? Like, what age would you say that you started? And when did you like really get into producing?
I started producing in 2006.
That's a long time ago.
I was using my sister's computer. That's the first time a friend of mine introduced me to the CDJ.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry, the Fruity Loops. Fruity Loops, and then. That's how I started.
That's how you started.
That's how I started.
Do you remember your first track that you made, full track, Jay, from start to finish, producing?
Yeah, I do. I remember putting viruses on my sister's computer. Before that song came out, like I used to collect ama. I'm a plugin, so there was this one time whereby Nafaga a Trojan. Trojan, she was like, "King, you know." And I was like, "Ah, man, computer, ya breather, man."
And when you produced your first track, was it always Afro soul, Afro house, Afro tech?
You know, when you start, you don't even know.
But let me ask
but it was a song.
Sure.
I just want to find out from you. So like, which producers do you look up to, right? Because I know you are very talented producers, but who do you think is the great in your opinion?
Oskido.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fresh. Black Coffee.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But before Black Coffee, because I come from that line, by the, there was this local DJ called Marvelous DJ.
Okay.
Rest in peace. He was my inspiration as well from local DJ.
Okay, so as an Afro tech and house producer, who is your dream feature? One person that you'd love to work with, Andrew.
Definitely Black Coffee. To work with Black Coffee. I'd like to work with David Guetta. Outside Afro Tech. David Guetta's sound, man, it has energy. I look up to those guys internationally. And then this side, I'd say Black Motion. Black Motion, like their sound, relevant.
Man, it's African. Hectically African.
Yeah, authentic.
Authentic.
But so I know you more down the Afro tech and house kind of music, right? What kind of made you go towards that? What gravitated you to that kind of music?
It was in 2019 when I was looking for a new sound, you know, like after dropping my album, I dropped my album on 2017, my first album with Buhle, TJ, and there was a guy called Ken Soul. I used to work with them. So
this is Kings of Rotation.
There was this sound, man, like tugudum, 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 tugudum. And I was like, ah, oh, man, this sound is nice, you know, like there's a fusion of tech and then an Afro house. So I just fell in love with that sound. And, I checked who were busy with that sound. Like there's this guy's Kususa.
Okay.
Kususa, A Gentle Dust. Yeah. So I was really inspired by their sound, and then like I decided to take that route Afro house after Afro tech. But I was Afro house ever since.
So it wasn't a big change, not hectic.
Not hectic.
Just you had to not add hectic. Elements. Yeah.
Because you enjoyed that growing up, you gravitated to that kind of music.
Yes.
Okay. All right. No, cool.
Sure. Well, guys, I mean, that's all we have with Talk for now, but we will be back with him just after this ad break.
Now, for a limited time, get your exclusive photo shoot for only 2,450 Rand and get a free A1 canvas print. This special includes 20 high-resolution images, 3 hours of editing and retouching, 2 background options of your choice, includes photographer, gear hire, assistant, and refreshments. Get your exclusive photo shoot done at Kong Republic Studios based here in Kyalami Midrand.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Concast Conquerors. In the studio today, we have the one, the only, Mr. Talk Music. Yay! Wow, we're having a good interview thus far, man. But we're gonna get a little personal now, since we know you guys, you know, even the people in the studio. We're gonna ask you, G, because you met TJ first, right? How did you meet TJ, and how did you even meet Lisa? Because you guys are just always together, you know, making music.
Yeah, every time I saw TJ, I saw you.
Yeah, and Lisa.
And then when I saw Lisa at first, I eventually saw you and then TJ.
Yeah.
You
know, so
you guys are always like a unit, together.
Yeah. Yeah. My relationship with TJ goes back to primary.
Yeah.
You know, like Galena from Sub A,
So you didn't know him. You know him as Jabulani back then.
Yeah.
Not Jabulani. Yeah.
Jabang. Yes.
We started working together in 2006. He introduced me to Buhle.
Okay.
Yeah, we worked on my album, my first album.
Yeah.
Yeah. So before NG,
it was school.
I even taught. I remember like he used to come. Maybe Magata took Chai Sem 17.
Sure.
He used to come to my place and like produce. You know, okay. He was the one who taught me. Actually, he was the one who taught me how to experiment other genres.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Like because TJ is someone who's always ahead of his sound.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah. So I think that's started up and we pushed and then 2018
from 2006 to 2018. But even now it's still going. So 2022.
Like yeah.
Sheesh.
But he's a good guy, bro. I mean, I'm sure you don't know he wants to run away from him. You know?
Yeah, I look up to that.
Yeah,
guy.
I know he's a good guy. But you know, it's funny you say that because TJ, when he came here on the show, he mentioned you taught him a few things in music, right?
Yeah.
And that's crazy because TJ is like a award-winning platinum selling producer, right? He's he's crazy hot. And like he mentioned, hey, you know, Talk actually showed me a few things himself, you know. So tell me something, sir. Who taught you how to produce?
It was a friend of mine back in high school called Shiseni, MD, superstar. And this guy called Pablo. They just showed me how to operate in Fruity Loops. Then the rest I just learned by myself.
Self-taught, sir?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, it took time. Because
sometimes all good things do, bro. Yeah.
Sometimes I could do a beat and then the vocal goes in another way, of course.
Yeah.
But meeting different kind of producers made me like to learn more about the sound.
Okay. And all through Fruity Loops.
All through Fruity Loops.
Sure.
I once used Studio One for Studio One for a reason, but Fruity Loops was there because, you know, like...
It's the standard one.
Yeah, it's the standard one.
Yeah, standard software. Okay, well, you're also a DJ, right? And one thing I wanted to ask is, if you are playing one-on-one, you have a DJ on the side, you on the side, what's the challenges you would face playing a one-on-one set?
Not reading the other guy's mind or...
Sure.
You know, like... we need to be in one.
One, yeah.
Yeah, so like sometimes you can play with someone and then when udlala deep house, then you nadlale uma cards.
Sure,
understand?
Yeah.
You need to read that.
Have you ever been in a situation in Jalo?
Yeah.
Yo, really?
Yeah. The worst part would be that person was playing Yash.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, it was hard for me
to blend your music, yeah.
But because that experience, you playing with someone and making sure that you know what he's thinking before he plays.
Please, yeah. Sure.
Because you, I know you need to think about the beats per minute. You think about the jam.
Yes.
Because the beats could go and the tempo could go, but it could be a whole different thing.
Yeah.
You know, it could be a whole different vibe. Right. You know? So it looks a lot easier.
Yeah, it looks
easy. It looks like yours are like
just having vibes.
It's actual hectic skill that goes to doing this, right?
Mm.
It's crazy. You guys make it look easy.
Hey, Joe.
You make it look like you're having a job.
You've also been DJing for as long as you've been producing.
Yeah, I started in 2010.
2010 to DJ.
2010.
It was music all the way.
It was music all the way. It was music all the way. And as like some people will just look at you and be like, ah, no. Someone who started yesterday.
Then sure. Gandhi, you've been.
I've been there.
Yeah.
You've been there.
Yeah. I know your social media definitely shows that.
But so let's talk about software, right? Mm. Everybody that comes on the show, every producer, they're like, no, Fruity Loops, you know? I come from a commercial background, and the commercial background, they're always like, no, you gotta use Pro Tools. And you know, Pro Tools are pain. Yeah. Because you're going to have a special key and you license a key on what kind of work you're doing. And then the licenses, depending on the work you're doing, can cost up to $100,000 just for licenses, right?
Yeah.
Do you think, I mean, clearly from what you guys produced, it's not a thing, but what's your opinion, right? Do you think the software is really important? Or do you think it's just a tool?
I realized later that softwares are important. When I started sitting with sound engineers, they will always tell me, this one is the right one.
Mm.
But now, for Fruity Loops, why are we using Fruity Loops? Is that Fruity Loops is easy to access. You know, like someone will tell you, hey, fit in the Fruity Loops,
and
you'll find it. But coming to Logic, hey, it's really hard. You know, like
did you try Logic?
I once tried Logic. I once tried Logic. But because my preference is in Fruity Loops.
I just
stuck there.
It's always better.
But it's clearly not affecting you. I mean, you're taking it and you're making magic with it, sir.
In fact, I'm taking Logic into Fruity Loops.
That's what you're doing. Yeah. And you know what, Talk? I want to show you something actually right now, no? It's sure. A reference on Instagram where it's Mr. DJ Smoo.
DJ Smoo.
He is jamming and remixing your song La Mezcla.
La Mezcla.
Yeah. What can you tell us about that, G?
Well, you got an OG legend.
OG legend jamming and remixing.
It was all an experiment. I wanted to just push myself with music. So I wanted something that anybody's not doing. You know, I'm this kind of person that likes doing what others are not doing.
Yeah.
So I decided to make a remix package, an EP, the King of Rotation EP, bootleg remixes. So DJ Smoo saw those music, saw my music on YouTube and started playing my music and tagging me
that
must have been a cool feeling.
Very much.
What was going through your mind when you first saw that?
I realized that, you know what, something is
happening. It's happening. Yeah. Yeah.
Even though, like, it meant a lot to me.
No, you have a lot of DJs who are doing that, Joe. Like, always shouting you out.
Yeah, giving
tweets,
you a lot of shout-outs, bro.
Tweets, yeah. All of that, man. Yo, no. They definitely see that the skill and, you know, the hard work that you've been putting in, it's definitely paying off, G.
Yeah. Yeah.
So talk, like, you focus on Afrotech, all right? You focus on house.
Yeah.
And even now you're playing with Amapiano as well, sir. So tell me, is there any other genres you still want to experiment with?
I think I want to go for R&B.
Oh,
okay.
I never expected alternative R&B.
Okay. There's this vocalist and a producer that introduced me lately. Sebenza now, you know, like
yeah.
It's John T and Star.
Okay.
You know, yeah, they're doing that. So like, yeah, I'm listening to that sound and I'm like,
doing R&B.
This is a sound that we grew up in. And
yes.
When I'm not doing music, I listen to R&B, soul and jazz.
Oh,
and
okay.
Sometimes meditation music.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sure. So, is that your playlist, really?
Yeah.
What?
I can show you right now.
Did Lee Sex put you on that jazz, bro?
Yeah, you know, Lee Sex every time.
Yeah, it's been a while. Well, not even just DJ Spoo, right? But you've also had somebody like DJ Shimza, who was literally playing your track Samburu on Channel O.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how about you describe that feeling when you actually saw that? Because that's also an OG in the game, Joe.
Actually, Shimza DM'd me.
Yeah.
And told me about that song. Like, before we dropped the song,
sure.
We already had it because, like, as producers, we send songs before they drop as sure. exclusives.
Mm. Okay.
The label sent the song to like, a snippet.
Yeah.
Then Shimza decided to come to my DM and told me that, Joe, there's this song, Samburu, please send it. And that's how, you know, Joe, like, I was so happy. Just like UTJ Spoo. That feeling, feeling, like, you know. Respect.
But that must be amazing because that's two OGs already that are playing your music and they're like, this thing is cool.
We can't forget TJ.
Hey, Joe. TJ is working in and out with you too. It's good. It's good getting affirmation, Belly, from people who are legends in the game.
Do you know that I've got a song with Temba, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Stomp Your Feet.
Yes. So, yeah. No, that's your hit song that's like, going off, man.
Yeah, so something, man, it grows. Like, you know, more one isn't more when you see your work going out, like about Jabulela and that person you look up to playing it, like that feeling, man.
Sure.
And working with Temba ish was it Yenze unyaka wami. Like this 2022, I can say is the best year for me.
Because you were also playing Stomp Your Feet on YFM. It's like, hey, Joe. See, talk is out here, man.
Yeah.
Talk is out here. But yes, guys, you know, we're here with Talk Music in the studio and we're going to be back with much more. You better stay tuned.
Now, for a limited time, get your exclusive photo shoot for only 2,450 Rand and get a free A1 canvas print. This special includes 20 high-resolution images, 3 hours of editing and retouching, 2 background options of your choice, includes photographer, gear hire, assistant and refreshments. Get your exclusive photo shoot done at Kong Republic Studios based here in Kyalami Midrand.
Hey, welcome back, Conquerors. Today in Concast, we have an amazing guest. The one, the only Mr. Talk Music is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go.
Mr. Talk.
Yeah.
So, sir, tell me something, bro. We know that, you know, making in the music game is very difficult. You know, it's a hard journey. It's not easy. It looks nice. It looks fine.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of hard work that gets involved. There's a lot of things that the audience don't see. You know, we see Talk always jamming, having a good time on radio, you know, like in the clubs.
Yeah. Mm.
But we don't see the challenges that you face. So tell us personally, what has been some of the biggest challenges you faced to get where you are today, sir?
Oh, a lot, man. Mm. There are a lot, you know, like I said before the interview, remember when I told you where I come from? Sometimes those challenges whereby like Uti, we're making a music and then like Afrotech, ne?
Mm.
I started Afrotech in 2019. Mm. Before I was doing Amapiano, but I decided to just take a Afrotech route.
Mm. Okay.
And more, when you give someone to listen to your song and about like they'll tell you, ah, Ntwana, you can't be like this, man.
Oh, okay.
And sure. Now
it affects you.
As an artist, like. But Maupizu cooler, like you realize with mana, this is not
me.
This is not me. Yeah. This is I don't want that negativity thing to just because sometimes you want to make a sound and then put it out there,
yeah.
and then you don't get any response. You know, like that thing there as artist, it demotivates you sometimes.
So those are the biggest challenges you face, Niji.
Not getting the recognition, like I said, 2006 and 2022, seeing other artists moving quick
forward,
forward. But I realized that later that it's just Uti, I wasn't positioned right, you know, and TJ has been helping me with that, and now I'm seeing I'm a different, like okay manje yeah ngiyakhula
cool,
now confidence yabuya, you know, like everything, you know.
But everything is in God's timing.
God's timing.
Okay, well, I mean, you've released a number of projects, you know, a number of EPs, albums, but what made you stick with the name Kings of Rotation throughout four of your projects?
Yeah, you rotated those names four times. So and is it just going to be four times? Because now you already, you know.
Will there be a five? Kings of Rotation five? But what made you decide on that title, Vel?
At first, I thought maybe like, okay, the first King of Rotation was just, this part one, part two, part three, part four, part five. Then after Lapo, I'm changing the name. But people started calling me that with that name. Hey, King of Rotation, instead of talk.
Yeah.
You know? So I realized that King of Rotation is a brand.
Mm.
Why not push that? Because back in that time, Abo Oskido used to have Oskido Church Grooves 1. Oskido.
Sure.
Same to DJ Fresh.
Well, same with like the Carter 1, Carter 2.
Yeah. So I decided to take that, with me.
Yeah.
And,
so would that always be your brand now going forward? Every time you release, it's going to be Kings of Rotation.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, wait.
It's just King of Rotation. There's a description of.
Yeah.
Which one? Because like right now, this year I dropped King of Rotation, episode 1.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm still gonna drop another one soon before December.
You should start a merch line with Kings of Rotation.
hey man, expanding the brand.
But tell me, sir, to the viewers that don't really understand this, how could you describe the difference between Afrotech and Amapiano? How would you describe it?
Well, Afrotech, Afrotech is a sound. It's a South African sound. Mm. People don't know that. It's a South African sound. The only thing that it's only tempo.
Mm. Okay.
It's only tempo because Afrotech used to be 123. And then, but now people are just dropping that tempo. I also dropped the tempo now. I'm playing on 114. I'm planning on playing 114 next year. Mm. Right now it's just 118, 117, 116.
Sure.
Whereas Amapiano is 113. 112,
yes.
111.
Oh, really?
That's,
that's the difference. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
That is crazy, bro. Because so it's a whole different tempo that changes everything.
It's like Kwaito and House.
Those two were one.
But, the only thing that separate them was tempo.
Yes.
If you play Kwaito House, Kwaito with tempo ya house,
yeah,
you'll hear house. And then if you play house with tempo ya kwaito, sure, you'll hear kwaito.
That is crazy, bro. That's what? Like right now.
I don't know that, man. Okay, well, talk literally with everything that you've done now, nah? All of it that keeps you going, what would you say in your career is your biggest motivation to keep going and keep pushing, keep grinding, just to keep it one way for you to focus? What would you say is your biggest motivation?
God.
Nah? Oh, where, bro?
God. Yeah. No, without God, man, like, lately, ne?
Yeah.
I've realized that positivity and negativity, you choose.
Yeah.
Like you choose to be positive. And when you choose, sure, to be positive, isn't it right? It's about grand.
Yeah.
Like everything, yeah, you know, like everything aligns. Mm. But negativity, you know, man. Yeah.
Everything's a problem.
Everything is a problem.
Even if things are going well, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Even when everything is going well for you.
Yeah.
Like, Antoine, did you see your song was playing on YFM?
Yeah.
Maraga fun. Understand? When you choose positivity, already value, you are aligning yourself to God.
God, sure.
Already value, like yonke into nje, uNkulunkulu uzosiletha kuwe, and you'll show you signs that, okay, sure, yeah, I'm here, Antoine, I am. Yeah. What do you need? Yeah.
You know, talk, you couldn't have said it better. That's so true, my brother. That really is so true, eh? Because, you know, I just think about, like, you know, people that's just so happy and stuff like that, you know? And they don't have a lot of stuff, right? They don't have a lot of stuff, but they have God, bro.
Yeah.
And like, no, you don't need the material stuff, mm-mm, in life to make you happy, bro. I mean, we all want to, we all work towards it and try and make a name and a brand and all these cool things, bro. But God is really, you know, it really is the answer.
The center, bro.
Too much.
Yeah, you couldn't say it any better, bro. You couldn't say it any better. But anyway, we finally at the end of this year now.
Yeah.
And, you know, talk, I must ask you, Ryan, you did a lot of radio interviews, you know, YFM, Metro, you know, and on and on and on. But like, you know, how do you find the difference between our podcast versus radio? How was this experience for you?
Mm. I think you guys are you guys are personal, man. Ningena vele. Other than radio will ask you questions that, like, you give them a bio, and then they'll ask you questions that
are based on the bio.
On the bio.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
So they don't dig on you.
Yeah.
And
look
like what you've been doing.
Yeah.
And
what size do you wear?
Yeah. Hey, okay.
Oh, wait, no, thank you very much. I take that as a compliment.
Yeah, that's dope, actually.
Yeah. It's good to know.
Which do you prefer, radio or podcast? What'd you say?
I think podcast.
Really?
Where, bro?
Ah, that's good.
I'm still learning in the corner. So, but yeah, I think podcast.
Podcast,
yeah. Nah, man, you already know what they're going to ask you. What are you like, your boy? The questions are nice.
Yeah,
like, it's easy to answer. And like, best one, which is why, what size am I wearing?
Yeah, that's tough to answer.
But man, you know, thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you for, you know, also it's been very informative. So I must tell you, thank you for informing us as well. What's the difference? Because I learned like quite a bit in this year, you know? Especially when it comes to like what beats each kind of genre. Genres kind of adapt,
tempo.
You know? So yo, that was a eye opener for me, man. Like, you know, honestly, sir, we wish you all the best for the future. Everything you do, we know you're going to go and do great things, bro. We know, you know, we know your team, and your team is already doing great things, you know? So
huge
you know, man, we wish you all the best, bro. And like, you know, you must come through more often, bro. Make yourself at home. You know where we are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I know this is not the first time you've been here, but like, you know, come through, bro. You know, you're in the area when you're performing, come have a chill out with us, come use our studios, make some music here, you know?
Yeah.
But man, from our side, we wish you all the best, bro. And you know, we wish you all the luck for everything that's going to happen, and you know, God be with you through everything.
Yes.
And from our side, bro, we want to give you a photo shoot valued at $3,000, bro. You set it up with the guys here, come through, let's do a nice fancy photo shoot for your album or what you want to do, bro. Just like put it on, whether you drop in anything or whatever, come through, let's do this photo shoot, and you know, let's make it happen, bro. You know,
100%.
Thanks for it. Thank you very much, Kong.
Yeah, bro. We are. No, thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Well, guys, it's all good spirits in the studio today here at Kong Republic and on Kongcast. But to all our conquerors out there, we would like to say safe. Bye, guys. Kong Republic, I like. Kong. Speaking your truth on the mic. Kong. Hit the subscribe and like. Time to Kongcast.